Federal workers may miss yet another paycheck this week as part of the government remains shut down. The president made an offer to Democrats over the weekend. Democrats rejected it. Also in the news, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris announced her bid to become president. For the latest, here's NPR's congressional correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
So Donald Trump offered temporary protected status to DACA recipients, the children of undocumented immigrants, in exchange for border wall funding. Democratic leaders have called for renewal of DACA since the president ended it years ago, but they rejected this offer. Why?
Two reasons. First of all, Democrats are not backing down from their stance all along that they don't want to negotiate until the federal government is reopened. The second reason is that President Trump is offering a three-year extension. Democrats want a permanent fix for people in DACA. And Democrats are making the argument that President Trump is the one who ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. So they don't exactly see it as a magnanimous offer if President Trump is offering to extend the things that he's the one who ended in the first place.
So bring into the picture Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says that he'll bring the matter to a vote this week, with Democrats saying that they are opposed. What is the sense in his bringing this to the floor?
I think it's interesting that Mitch McConnell is getting engaged in this process again. He's a major figure in Washington, but he's basically been on the sidelines by his choosing the entire shutdown. If by bringing this to a vote on the Senate, McConnell could, hypothetically, of course, create circumstances for at least a serious negotiation to begin between Democrats and Republicans about what they would want to see in some sort of deal.
So presumably all parties are feeling more pressure now, but I wonder specifically where they're feeling it from, because we're more than a month into the shutdown. What are the most troubling problems from a political perspective? Where are the sharpest ends coming from? Would it be air traffic control, TSA, national parks, or someplace else?
That's certainly the ones you mentioned are the ones that are certainly in the public's mind the most. You know, there's this interesting split here where Democrats are regularly talking about the 800,000 federal employees who have now gone a month without pay, the millions of contractors in the same position. But President Trump, by and large, continues to not show much public empathy for these people. Over the weekend, when he gave this speech laying out these terms for a deal, he didn't mention federal employees at once. You have seen the public polling that President Trump is taking more of a share of the blame than Democrats. That leaves Democrats pretty comfortable, but you have a lot of Democrats representing states like Virginia, Maryland, and other states with a ton of federal employees who want to see this end, who are really uncomfortable with so many constituents going without pay.
So is there any kind of light at the end of the tunnel right now?
I think at the moment, no. You have seen President Trump make an initial offer to Democrats. You have seen Democrats show an interest in raising the amount of money they would spend on border security, if not a wall. These are first steps, but I think there's a long way to go before any sort of serious deal breaks out. The State of the Union may not happen because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said it doesn't make sense to do this with the costs and the security risks, given so many federal employees charged with security are not getting paid.
Scott, I want to ask you about the latest Democrat to throw her hat into the presidential ring. Here's the first ad that we heard from Kamala Harris.
The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for president of the United States.
Scott, remind us who the other presidential candidates, or at least right now, wannabes are.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is the third sitting senator to get into the race officially, say she's going to run. An incredibly diverse field is shaping up, and I think you have to put Kamala Harris at the top of the list or among the top candidates right now. Even though she's only been in the Senate for 2 years, she's really made a name for herself with Democratic voters nationwide, and the fact that she comes from such a big state, California, and the fact that she's a black woman in a party that is increasingly mindful of how important black women are to their base, I think gives her a big advantage, even though she's going to have to work over the next year to really build her national name ID.
The other women being Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Tulsi Gabbard, and one man. I have a question about that. Is it, at this point, do polls say that women, as they have in the past, when they're running, run at an automatic deficit because of their gender?
You know, I'm not sure, and I think that's something that as the field strengthens and widens and as voters have an actual sense of who these candidates are as opposed to just have I heard this name before, we'll watch for. On the other hand, you saw a record number of women being elected to the House of Representatives and other positions last year. And on top of that, you saw over and over again when a woman was in the primary ballot in the Democratic Party, she tended to do pretty well and win a lot of these races. So I think at least among Democratic primary voters, there's a real enthusiasm enthusiasm to break those historical trends.
Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.